This is track two, and we're looking at the block diagram for the KXTDA series PBX. And we're on the right column of interface cards. And we're going to start at the 0170 card. The 170 card is called a hybrid card. It's an 8-port card, and it is the most like the older interfaces in the KXTD 1232 and 816 line. The connections to the digital devices, as in the old system, are on the outer pair. And the inner pair is live with a traditional tip and ring analog connection. So as we go across the top row of equipment, first we see an APT, which is an analog proprietary telephone. So various analog phones in the Panasonic line, such as the 7030s, can be connected to this particular interface. The DPT means digital proprietary telephone, and as mentioned previously for the other interface, 7200, 7400 series can be connected. The DSS console that we spoke about previously can also be connected here. A fax machine can also be connected. We see also on the right of this line of icons the new KXT 7636 and 33 connected, and shown is the interconnected PC, which means that those phones had the optional USB interface module installed, and they are working screen pops and dialing from the PC of the telephone, etc. Now, I'll make a comment, is for those six items along the top that we just discussed, you can connect eight of those to the 0170 card. Now, coming down to the second row of icons, you see a regular single line telephone. This is like a home phone. The next icon is a wireless phone. That's anything from a fancy one to a $14 one you buy at Walmart. The next one we see again is the portable telephone interface cell station, can be plugged in there. Again, this is the two talk path interface. Continuing on to the right, the voice processing system, just as we discussed earlier. And finally, on the right, we see the 7600s using digital XDP interconnected. If you use that particular interface, then you can get eight phones of the 7600 connected and eight in parallel. So that's a total of 16 phones. So now let me discuss this a little bit more in a global sense. We're still on the 170 card. If you have the item we just discussed, 7600 series, piggybacked, you've got 16 phones. But you still have the analog center pair available to you. So you could add, in addition to those 16 7600 series phones, eight more of whatever you want that's a single line device, like the SLT, the cordless headset, wireless phone, any sort of fax machine, you could have 8 fax machines. So that's a total of 24 devices that can be accommodated if you connect them in that way. Furthermore, if we go to the top row of these icons that are shown connected to the 170 card and we pick the DPT, like the venerable 7200 and 7400s, I mentioned earlier that you could connect 8 of those such phones. But in addition, you can have the old style analog XTP on those phones. Therefore, that would give you a total of 16 on this one card. Now, you can have 16 different extensions, just as you could in the old KXTD 1232 and 816 family, or some or all of those analog extensions on this one card could be in parallel. So when the phone rings, both, for instance, the 7400 series phone rings and its cordless companion rings as well. So what you pay for here, in order to get the analog capability and the complexity that that takes on the card, what you pay for is you have fewer total phones than if you went to the previously discussed 172 card and provisioned your people with the new 7600 phones, where as I mentioned, you could get 32. Okay, so we're going to continue on down. We are still talking about station sets, telephone set interfaces, and the next block we see has a 175 card, a 174 card, and a 173. So in the name of these cards, the SLC means a single line card for a single line phone. And the 175 card will handle 16 such phones. The 174 will also handle 16 phones. And the 173 will handle 8 phones. These can be dumb old single line telephones, wireless phones, fax machines, credit card verifiers, etc. So you're probably wondering, what does the M mean on the MSLC for the 175 phone? And that means message waiting. The 175 card has the old style 90 volt message waiting. And the old style Bell telephone sets, called the 2500 set, that have been used extensively for many decades in the hotel motel industry, there's a light on there that flashes off and on when you have a message waiting. This is accomplished by putting a 90 volt or 100 volt DC signal on the line when the phone is in the on hook position. So what Panasonic has done here is put that interface on a 16 port SLT phone. And this, therefore, would get you the lowest cost way to get an inexpensive phone with message waiting. And that message waiting works the same as the other message waiting has worked for years in the Panasonic series. Namely, that it'll tell you if there's messages in your voicemail or just a callback message waiting. Now, at the bottom of that block, you'll see an extension caller ID module, the 168. The 168 caller ID module only connects to the 173 8-port card. This is a very interesting application. What that caller ID card does, that caller ID module does when it's on the 173 card, is that it picks up the digital signal from the PBX MPR that passes the caller ID of an inbound call, and it puts it on the analog loop start line that's going out to these SLTs. I'm not aware of any other PBX in the world that does that. And what this allows then is that you can, again, go to Walmart and buy a $15 or $20 cordless phone that has caller ID on it, and you can receive the caller ID on that phone. You don't have to buy a expensive proprietary phone. The limitation is that you can only do this with a total of 8 devices. Continuing on down the chart on the right, we see the 0470 card, which is an extension card, and it's an IP extension, and it will handle 16 IP extensions. Notice that the connection that comes out goes to a symbol which says LAN. This is an Ethernet connection, a traditional IP Ethernet connection, and you can have the NT136 Panasonic proprietary phones connected. So in an organization, you could take a connection out of there, go to whatever the Ethernet switch is for your Ethernet IP infrastructure in your organization. And then as long as there are no intervening routers, you could plug in one of the NT136 phones, which has to be programmed itself, and be in business as a regular telephone. And it would operate almost identically to the 7600 phones. And in fact, the phone looks quite a bit the same. You can also put a USB module in one of the IP phones and connect to a PC and have screen pops and dial from the PC through the phone. The IP phone, though, does not allow piggybacking. So continuing down, we see two cards, the 143 card and the 144 card. These are the cards that I mentioned earlier when I was talking about the cell station interfaces that could be connected up on the 172, 171, and 170 card. These cards are dedicated to cell station interfaces, and the 143 card will handle 4 such cell station interfaces, and the 144 card will handle 8. So you would run connections, four connections out of the 143 card to 4 different cell stations, or you would run 8 connections, up to 8, out of the 144 card to these cell stations. So you can see that you can deploy quite a network for an organization, a building, a campus, etc. These cell stations, there are two models that are available. One is a 2-talk channel model, and the other is a 3-talk channel model. So if you went to the extreme and put in a cell station 8 card, the 144 card, you could put 8 cell stations with 3 talk channels. That means you could have 24 simultaneous talk channels with that one card. The number of portable stations, the little cell phones, if you will, is not limited to the number of talk channels. You could provision 80 of those or some large number. It's just that in this particular configuration that I just discussed, only 24 of them can be speaking at the same time. Now, those 24 cannot be speaking at the same time if they're all physically, geographically crowded, so they're standing under one of these cell stations. That assumes that they're distributed out, because any one cell station can only handle 2 or 3 talk channels at one time, depending on which model of cell station you have. Okay, continuing on down, We come to the 410 card. The 410 card is a very important card, and in my opinion is a must for any installation. It shows an Ethernet connection to a local area network, going to a PC and going to a server PC, and allows certain computer telephony integration functions to be run and hosted with a server PC. But that is not the reason that I said that it's a must. This is the way that remote administration is done in the KXTDA series. This means that the system administrator, the installer, could be anywhere on the local area network with a PC running the proprietary Panasonic software to manage this, or, and more importantly, that installer or system administrator could be remote and couple in through the public internet and administer that LAN remotely. So continuing on down, we have the option board, the 190 board. And the 190 board can handle three plug-on modules. It basically doesn't do anything unless you put a module on it. Four modules are shown because there are four different services that you can put on this board, but only three can go on physically. And the first one is a door phone device. And this is very common in almost all PBXs and has been common in the Panasonic series way back. Allow someone at an outside door or anywhere you want to press a button. It'll cause it to ring an extension. Press a button on the door phone card, door phone box that connects to this door phone module, and call a telephone, and then through system programming, it can be set so that person that answers the call from the door phone box can press a button on their phone and open a latch and let someone in a door. The next module you see is the external sensor, external relay device. This is a very nice touch and in some organizations could be very useful. The external sensor simply means that you can send a signal to the Panasonic through this module on the options board. This is the 164 module I'm speaking of now. And that signal is just a contact closure, so it's nothing elaborate or sophisticated. But you could have various devices that sense a wide variety. They could sense a door opening. They could be connected to some camera that has a relay output when it senses motion. Could be a fire detector. Could be a water flood type of detector. Various things that can pass a signal to the Panasonic, and then it will then place a telephone call. On the flip side of that is if there's something you want to actuate, and this is similar to what the door phone and door box does, but you can dial a certain number from a Panasonic phone and cause a relay to close on this 164 board, and then that relay can do just about anything you want in an electrical or electromechanical way. And by the way, if you are connected with the NT136 phone at some remote location, you can actuate it from there as well. Coming down now to the 166 module, it's the Echo 16 module. The KXTDA has the excellent and a little bit unusual ability to have a conference of up to eight parties, counting yourself. If you go over three parties, then you need to have this echo cancellation card. Also, if you are going to be doing any long distance connection to either an NT136 IP phone, or you're using the 484 or the 490 cards, the IP gateways, etc., the echo cancellation card is strongly recommended by Panasonic. Finally is the Message 4 card, the 191 card, which has it's a RAM audio storage. You can put up to 4 minutes of recording in there, and that recording can be played back in different pieces. Doesn't have to be just one recording. It is this message card, the 191 card, that is used for the call center capability that this KXTDA switch has, where people can call in. They will hear the recording on this message card. It says, thank you for calling. Your call will be handled in the order received. And then you can set up a whole routine where then some music on hold is played. And then later, this message or another message comes and says, you know, we're sorry that you're still waiting, but please hang on. You know, we'll get someone to you right away. Now, the advantage of doing it this way is that if the call center is set up where agents are logging in, logging out, when they are available to take the call, the KXTDA PBX will automatically know that and will send the call to them. It is a long way from the ACD, automatic call distribution, of more sophisticated PBXs, but it is a basic call center capability. So coming down on the bottom right, there is two little cards on the MPR. One is the, on the left, is the 105 card. This is memory expansion. And depending on what you're doing with the system, in terms of phones and piggybacking and using the call center capabilities, a memory expansion may be required. The module to the right of that, the 196 module, is a modem so that you can dial in with the old dinosaur technology of a modem to manage the switch. On the right, you'll also see a server PC, which is the CTI type of application that I spoke of earlier. You'll see the usual paging output that can go to an external amplifier and to paging speakers. And finally, at the bottom on the right, you will see a radio, or it could also be a CD player, a message on hold machine, etc., that allows you to pick whatever type of music or words or advice you want to give the callers who are on hold. The KXTDA does have built into it a synthesized music on hold if you do not connect something here. But take my advice, you don't want to use it. Anyway, that's the end of audio track 2 of a walk around the KXTD PBX. Thank you for listening.